while. Atlanta's a pretty good sized place.
Oh yeah, it is. Do you ever go to Houston from here?
Yeah, I've been there maybe 2 or 3 times. I don't like the freeway.
Didn't travel much. Did you travel much when you were a kid?
Like, no, you just maybe went around here and school and fishing or to the auction or something like that. But never traveled much.
Yeah.
Does the auction here?
Yeah, you got 2 of them there. Cattle barns. You got another one out from there.
Okay.
Zumo is one of them.
You were talking about dogs yesterday. What kind of dogs do you have?
What kind I have now?
Yeah.
I'm trying a new dog this time. I got a, last year I picked up I had a black and tan. It's a good deer dog, black and tan though.
Good.
And I sold that one. I got a, what's the name of that dog now?
When you were coming up, did folks have, kind of mean dogs around here?
Well, most of your hunting dogs, was only handled by the person that owned them. And you kind of trained them that way too, not to go to other people, because, like you run them in the woods or something like that, you wouldn't want somebody to pick up your hunting dog. Mm-hmm. They come across another hunter. So, my dog now, she won't mess with nobody stranger. I mean, if you both come close to her, and I got her on a chain and in the fence too. Mm-hmm. You come close to her and turn your back, she's going to snap at your leg. When the kids play around her and everything. That's what they call a family dog, Yeah. They'll hunt and take care of the kids.
Now, to say you're walking down a gravel road and the dog came out and started coming.
Coming after you?
Yeah. You might pick up the one.
If there's any sticks or rocks around, now, usually if you don't act afraid of one, they'll come close to you, but they won't do nothing. If you act afraid or if you are afraid, they sense it and they'll get you.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten
bit? Oh, yeah. I got bit before. I get bit at least once a year up there running them other dogs. Everybody pulls their dogs when we're deer hunting. Like old man, he got 2 big bloodhounds he uses for deer hunting. And old got a walker. And a couple of other ones got some feist. My daddy's got his deer dogs, black and tan. And we go to make a drive, like I'm the driver. I'll take 3 or 4 dogs out with me on the leash, set my standards up, and I'll start one in the woods and come through the woods with the dogs. Sometimes them dogs don't like you, and they might take after you.
Well, the driver is the what?
The driver is the one that runs the deer drive. He sets up the drive, what he tells the rest of the men where he's going to drive through a section of woods. And he tells each stander, which is a hunter, where to go and stay. And you don't leave a stand once you get there. And I'll go down to that end of the woods and I'll start through the woods, making this drive, where I figure the deer lady, the buck. And I take the dogs through and take them around the ridges where they usually lay, and let them jump. And I'll come on out. If they don't jump, you just go on through with the dogs until you do hit something.
What did you say to your dog when you wanted to attack something?
I wanted to attack something? I usually just call it, sick.
Mm-hmm.
And she perk up.
Yeah.
Of course, other guys with their dogs, they got different deals. Now, my dog, it'll treat squirrels, it'll bay hogs, and it'll run deer.
That's an all-purpose dog.
Yeah. When I'm squirrel hunting, in other words, to make her know that's what I'm hunting for, I'll look up.